While the debate over gay marriage has raged in the United States, Europeans have been amused by the big to-do. NPR's Silvia Poggioli sent us this letter from Rome with a perspective from Europe.
Gay marriage is one social issue on which old Europe, as Secretary Donald Rumsfeld likes to call it, has been the trailblazer. Same-sex marriage was first legalized in the Netherlands 3 years ago and a year later in Belgium. Numerous European countries have passed or are considering laws recognizing gay civil partnerships. While polls show that a large majority of Americans oppose gay marriage, up to 57% of Europeans say they favor the practice. This is only one of several ethical, social, and cultural issues that sharply divide Americans and Europeans. This disconnect is often attributed to opposing attitudes toward religion. Today, America is the most religious-minded of Western democracies, while Europeans are increasingly challenging their traditional religious teachings. Only 15% of Italian Catholics go to Mass regularly. The percentage drops to 12 in France. Last fall, I visited a church in a well-to-do middle-class suburb of Paris for the only Sunday Mass. Just a few seats were occupied by elderly people, mostly women. The Secretary General of the French Bishops' Conference, Monsignor Stanislas Lalanne, told me more and more French Catholics take a do-it-yourself approach, as in, I'll take a bit of Jesus, a bit of yoga, a bit of this, a bit of that. And in Rome, empty pews prompted Pope John Paul II to call for a re-evangelization of the seat of Catholicism. A survey conducted in 1999 and 2000 by Dutch and German academics showed that only 21% of all Europeans say religion is very important to them. A similar study in the U.S. put the figure at nearly 60%. And centuries of religious wars convinced Europeans to keep the name of God out of their new constitution. Earlier this year, in an op-ed piece in the New York Times, the German writer Peter Schneider gave an example of how much religiosity separates Americans from Europeans. He cited polls where a majority of Americans said they believed in angels. In Europe, he added, the issue is apparently considered so preposterous that no one even asked the question. As Europeans become more secular, it might happen that tourists will outnumber parishioners in the grand Romanesque, Gothic, and Baroque churches of Europe. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.